Welcome back to Thyroid Strong Podcast, the podcast for high-performing women with Hashimoto's who want to lift heavy, heal the root causes, and feel strong without the energy crash. I'm Dr. Emily Kybird. I'm a chiropractor and functional medicine practitioner, and today we are diving into a massive missing piece in most thyroid protocols. This is adrenal function, or the missing dysfunction. If you're exhausted in the morning, tired all day, wired at night, and you can't handle stress like you used to, your adrenals are likely involved. Let's talk about how adrenal health and Hashimoto's are interconnected and how to test for it and how we support the adrenals so your thyroid can actually heal. So what are the adrenals and why do they matter? They are two walnut-sized glands that sit right above your kidneys. They're like little pillows on top of your kidneys. They produce cortisol, DHEA, adrenaline, and aldosterone. They help you regulate your stress response, your energy, your blood sugar, inflammation, and blood pressure. So let's break down quickly what the adrenals do. They produce four different hormones, which I mentioned. The first one is cortisol. This is your get up and go hormone. Obviously, when you're burning the candle at both ends, sometimes that hormone burns out. The next hormone, DHEA, this is the anti-aging, tissue repairing, immune balancing hormone. It is a precursor to making all the other hormones. Aldosterone helps regulate blood pressure. This can be tied into fatigue and dizziness, especially when standing for too long or like standing up too fast from a seated or laying position. And then there's adrenaline. This is our short-term fight or flight, and we live here too often. So why do these hormones matter for Hashimoto's? Cortisol directly suppresses inflammation and helps with thyroid conversion. Poor adrenal function, like burning the candle at both ends for too long, can lead to poor T3 production and more autoimmune flare-ups. If you are only supporting your thyroid with thyroid medication, but not supporting your adrenals, you are missing half of this healing picture. What are some of the symptoms of adrenal dysfunction, especially in Hashimoto's? Exhausted when you wake up, exhausted all day, wired at bedtime but can't fall asleep, waking up at 2 to 3 a.m., potentially from a cortisol spike, salt cravings or dizziness when going from sit to stand, poor exercise recovery, brain fog or irritability, feeling like you crash after just any stress or even your workouts. These are not just random symptoms. They're signals that your stress system is dysregulated. So how do I test your adrenal function? A couple of tests I tap into. One would be a Dutch test. This looks at the cortisol throughout the day, not just in the morning like a blood draw would do, but cortisol throughout the day. And then also DHEA, that precursor hormone to making other hormones, 4 to 5 points throughout the day. We can look at a salivary cortisol test or a dried urine test. Sometimes we look at 4 points throughout the day or testing 5 times throughout the day. What are some clues in your blood work? One of them would be a low DHEAS, a low sodium to high potassium ratio, low fasting cortisol or morning cortisol, which is just 1 point on blood work. Cortisol curve on that Dutch test or salivary cortisol test tells you if you're flatlined, if you're spiking at night, if you don't spike enough in the morning, because think of cortisol like the sun. It wakes you up. It gets you out of bed. It's that get up and go hormone. Half an hour after you wake up, it should be at its highest, and then it gradually goes down throughout the day. As the day goes on, melatonin is like the moon. Melatonin puts you to bed. So melatonin starts to increase in the afternoon and into the evening. So think of cortisol like the sun, melatonin is like the moon. So you want it to be high in the morning. We should not be throwing cortisol under the bus like, high cortisol is so bad. You want your cortisol to be high in the morning to get you going. You don't want it to stay high all morning and all day. That's when it starts to become regulated. Over time, we can burn through our cortisol, and sometimes cortisol can be flatlined, like we never get that spike. Other things I see are women who do not eat breakfast. And there's research to support this. If you don't eat breakfast the first hour after waking, your cortisol can stay high. Eating breakfast helps bring your cortisol down after that first hour in the day. So we're going to talk about adrenal, thyroid, immune trifecta, this triangle. So high cortisol, if it's consistently high, not just high in the morning, which is a normal rhythm, but consistently high because you are stressed out all the time, can block the conversion of T4 to T3. T4 is the inactive thyroid hormone. T3 is the active thyroid hormone. So it can block the conversion of T4 to T3. We want T3. This is the gas. This is what revs up our metabolism, makes our brain work, helps us lose weight, makes sure our hair doesn't fall out. So this is why if high cortisol is blocking that conversion to get the gas, this is why women feel fatigued. They feel cold. They feel brain foggy despite having normal thyroid labs. This can be linked to skipping meals, just like I mentioned, too many high-intensity interval workouts, being in a dysregulated nervous system state. The other thing that happens is high cortisol increases your reverse T3. If free T3 is the gas, reverse T3 is the brake. Think of it as a brake pedal hormone that slows down metabolism and makes fat loss harder. So this is how adrenal dysfunction can affect thyroid function. So if you're only looking at thyroid labs, thyroid markers, and your cortisol is off or your adrenals are off, this could be one of the missing pieces in your healing journey. If you're like, oh my gosh, this is me, I need help with this, reach out. I have a link down in the show notes to jump on a call with me to talk about what it looks like to work together to help get your cortisol back in check so that you can heal with your Hashimoto's. All right, moving on. Cortisol lowers something called secretory IgA. Secretory IgA is your immune defense in your gut. Think of it like the army, the soldiers in your gut that kill off things because it's inevitable. We will get exposed to things. When it is low, it can worsen certain gut infections like SIBO, H. pylori, parasitic infection. Low secretory IgA, think of it as like your gut firewall is down. And this can happen when our cortisol is consistently too high for too long. This makes it easier with low secretory IgA for H. pylori to thrive. And then you start to get upper belly bloat, reflux, brain fog, tired after you eat. It's easier for SIBO to spread, which can cause gas in the lower two-thirds of your belly, like belly button down, distension, feeling like you're 6 months pregnant, lower belly bloat. You can be more susceptible to parasites and candida, which can then lead to more food sensitivities, histamine issues, and fatigue. High cortisol means chronic stress. When we're chronically stressed and our cortisol is chronically high, not just high in the morning, this can lower our gut immunity and can worsen that autoimmune cycle, where then we can feel like we're getting Hashi flare-ups more regular than we've ever had before. Low adrenal output can lead to inflammation, more immune reactivity, and your immune system just gets more reactive. So if you ever felt like, oh, I just pushed myself just a little bit too hard in my workout because I wanted to up the weight, and then you feel like you get sick, this could be a cortisol issue. Cortisol dysregulation can also feel like you're exhausted all the time, but you're wired at night. You can't fall asleep. You can't stay asleep. You wake up feeling hungover, but you didn't drink the night before. So if you're only working on your thyroid labs and your thyroid numbers, you cannot heal your Hashimoto's, you're missing something. It is the cortisol piece, one of many potential pieces. And if your cortisol is tanked and constantly spiking and staying high or flatlined, it's like trying to rebuild a house during a hormonal hurricane. Sometimes when cortisol gets thrown under the bus, like, oh, lower your cortisol, don't have high cortisol. It's not that it's high at a regular time, which it should spike in the morning, but it's high and it stays high. People assume that you will be wired and like ready to go. I have seen high cortisol in people exhausted. I have seen flatline cortisol in people exhausted. So I wouldn't assume that if you have had done a test, if your cortisol has been high and stayed high, that you're going to be wired. You can actually be very tired with high cortisol. So I'll just put that out there. This is just clinical pearls here. So this is what I do for my clients. In my one-on-one thyroid strong functional medicine coaching, we will look at your cortisol pattern, not just in the morning on blood draw, but throughout the day. We adjust your workouts to match your cortisol. Because you have adrenal dysfunction or cortisol that is off, that does not mean you do not work out. You just need your workout adjusted appropriately. That might be changing the number of reps, sets, rest breaks, number of days a week you work out. If it is more strength, taking out zone two, it just depends on the person. Sometimes we use adaptogens like phosphatidylserine. Phosphatidylserine is great for cortisol regulation, especially if it is consistently high. I like to optimize protein at breakfast to stabilize your blood sugar and making sure women eat the first hour of the day. We break our fast with breakfast, ladies. Break your fast with breakfast. Make it high protein, 30 grams per meal. I would say breakfast is the most important. We create boundaries and nervous system practices to reduce our stress load. One of my favorite tools is tapping, eye movements, alternating side to side things similar to EMDR, vagus nerve stimulation, vagal nerve sweeps. A lot of this I tap into from your daily health app. We address root causes like mold, past trauma, poor sleep hygiene, gut infections, parasites. A lot of women assume you just need to rest when your cortisol is off. That is one piece of the puzzle, especially if you're not sleeping or if you have sleep apnea, but is more than just needing more rest. You need a strategic restoration recovery strategy. So if your energy is unpredictable, you're like, oh my God, this is me. Your stress response feels totally shot. You're super irritable no matter how much patience and grace you practice. And your thyroid labs don't reflect how awful you feel. It's time to look deeper. Check out the link in the show notes. It is a link to jump on a call with me for my one-on-one Thyroid Strong functional medicine coaching. We run the labs that your doctor won't. We identify your stress patterns. We create a custom roadmap so your adrenals and your thyroid can thrive again. Ladies, you are strong. We do the hard things. We just do them in small doses. So let's help your adrenals catch up to the woman that you feel on the inside that you know you were meant to be. All right. Send this to a friend who you know is struggling. If you love this episode, rate and review on your favorite podcast platform, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, and I will see you next week.